The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
While he touts progress made in refocusing transportation priorities, ending the fiscal year in the black, and an uptick in the employment and housing sectors, he says education continues to suffer. McAuliffe says the problem is the state eliminated 5,000 K-12 positions since 2009, and he plans to include significant funding to modernize the education system when he unveils the state budget in December.
As you know, we have more students enrolled. We have a lot of second learning language students who are now coming in, which, you know, so the teaching is more challenging. And I think we need to look at that. And it's not throwing money at education. As I tried to make the point here, smart, targeted, innovative investments in education. And we're going to look at best practices.
House Majority Leader and retired teacher Kirk Cox says that sounds good.
The key to K-12 is, can you get it in the classroom directly? And I think that's going to be the challenge. But if we can get the money directly in the classroom, I think there'll be a lot of bipartisan support there.
McAuliffe says he will host 8 education roundtable discussions across the state this fall to gather input from parents, students, and educators. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.